And anyone plan on how we're going to start the show?
However you want, leader, go for it.
How am I the leader? You're the leader.
You're the one who's organized. You win.
It's a when you have like a team, like the A team or whatever, you have the leader, you got the computer guy, you got the smart guy, you got the whatever. Okay. I'm the question guy.
Okay.
I'm the leader. I give you the leader.
I'm the editing computer upload guy.
Oh, good Christ, you guys. Welcome to Mashed Up Podcast.
Woo!
This is a Wicked Radio Network production, and we are joined by hosts of various Wicked Radio Network shows. So, gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves? Let's start with Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Who are you and where you come from? What show are you from?
Oh, we're going to do it like that. Cool. All right, I am Joe.
You're
I am
like a real show.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We've never done one of those. I am Joe, and I am from the Stereotyped Podcast.
Excellent. Let's move on to Matt.
I am Matt, and I'm the host of another damn trivia show.
And Dev?
My name's Devin, and I'm from Snake Oil Comics, the silent partner in that show.
And my name is Kat, and I am the head honey at Horror Honeys, so I'm the leader of Honey Radio. All right, Joe, I'm actually going to fling this back at you, because this is all your idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the lovely people why you decided to ruin our Friday night?
All right. It's Thursday, yes. But you know, whenever you want to hit Friday's fine.
You know what, man? I'm unemployed. I don't know what the fuck.
Slash.
Aren't you also 3 hours behind me? So I'm going to be at Friday before you anyway.
True enough.
Okay. Well, I decided that I wanted to put together this whole mashup idea because I really am a big fan of cross promotion, pumping other shows out there, guest spotting on shows, and I figured, what better way to cross promote other people's shows is that we, you know, we all seem to be, you know, friends in the podcasting. We're all bullshitting with each other anyway, so let's get together and do this. And then, for instance, tonight we have four people from four different shows, so we'll record this, we'll put it out there, and then four different shows are going to promote it, and hopefully listeners from four different shows branch off and listen to, you know, three other shows that they're not used to listening to. And you know, I'm going to open it up to anybody, whoever wants it, that, you know, can hear this, you know, just, you record a file, you edit it, send it to me, because I'm not doing any extra work, and, I'll, you know, I'll upload it to the site, and it'll be on iTunes and Stitcher, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll boost up people's following numbers.
And be entertaining.
Why start now?
Oh, my Lord. So we were going to run this as like a kind of an interview show, weren't we?
I think so. I mentioned, yeah, as some sort of structure, which is really going, you know, bang up now so far.
baby steps. You know, the hardest part is starting. And then once we're all there, we're flowing and it goes.
This is as long as we don't have to talk about weather. It's
Joe
fine.
Had a kid.
I don't know what your problem is. I am killing this. I can just sit back and say nothing and be pretty much what I always am on all my podcasts.
Which is the funny part, because on one of them, you're the host.
Exactly.
is that why all the shows are 3 hours long? Because I just wait for you to start talking again?
Like, he'll say something eventually. At some point, yeah. He'll speak.
Eventually, I have to break down and actually say something.
Nice. All right, Matt. Well, you put together a nice little questionnaire. Let's.
I did.
Let's.
All right. Who wants a question first?
I'll take it. All right.
All right, Kat. All right. Recently, I was listening to your sort of best in horror review for 2014. That's the latest one you put out, right?
It is.
It's a great. You should listen to it. Anyone who has any interest in horror, by the way, because they talk about all the horror movies that came out in 2014, or all the best ones anyway, the ones you should check out. Mm-hmm. And at some point, either in that or on a recent tweet, you mentioned that I think Linney is going to look back and see who either men or women were the better slashers or the better horror villains.
Our slasher honey did that.
Okay. Which one is the slasher honey?
That's Chastity.
Chastity. Okay. And did she come up with an answer yet?
I don't know that it was really a who's better kind of thing. I think it was more of a, I think female serial killers and female slashers get really left behind when people name off their favorite killers in horror, because that does happen. We do sit around and talk about that. But I mean, I think women get completely forgotten in that, because everyone's like, oh, Freddy, Michael, Jason, yeah. And they forget about all the great female slasher killers in there as well.
And I think that's probably because there are, I mean, there's certainly fewer female slasher killers, if I'm not mistaken. And in real life, there's fewer. Like, serial killers are predominantly male.
It's because we don't get caught.
That's true. There you go. Well, and that was my question was, in your opinion, obviously it's just your opinion only, which gender, either on film or in real life, is the one most not to be fucked with?
Well, I mean, because I'm female, I can say this, that I do think women are not to be fucked with. I mean, if there's anything that's going to be done that's awful and horrible, it's going to be done by a woman, and it's going to be personal, and it's going to be the most fucked up thing you've never ever thought of, because our thought processes are different, you know, and what guys think is scary and terrifying is, you know, a cut to the nuts. There's so much more.
Actually, no, I will tell you this. Actually, I have a personal experience. I do. A personal experience that I witnessed.
Oh, I was going to say, you've been slashed before?
That's right. My nuts have been slashed. No. When I was, like, I write plays as a hobby, and I always love putting females as the villains. Oh, and a buddy of mine was like, oh, I could write a book about you, buddy. You got some problems. You got issues or whatever. And I think it's this experience I had where I realized women were diabolical in a way that men just weren't. Men would be like, I'm mad at you, I'm punching you in the face.
Yeah, it's very instant gratification, whereas women...
Women can use violence, like, but...
Draw it all out.
Yeah, and here's how
this
is... Take
some time.
Oh, this was... You said they'll do things that we won't see coming. This we didn't see coming. A buddy of mine in the schoolyard, this is a grade 7, a buddy of mine in the schoolyard called a girl, like, dog face. Like, real original, like, stupid insult. Like, you're a dog, whatever, ugly. She goes, huh, walks off. Comes back with 4 of her friends. He's not nervous because still it's like grade 7. He's a guy. Girls, what are they going to do? She goes up to him and says, like, oh, you have a hole in your pants. He sort of opens his legs a little bit to look, and she kicks him full in the nuts, like hard. Now, Dev, Joe, what do you do when you get kicked in the nuts?
Oh, I go down like a ton of bricks.
Oh, yeah. Assume what position?
Fetal.
Joe, fetal position?
Yep,
yeah.
Fetal.
You know what those 4 girls were for? As soon as he went to the ground and curled up in the fetal position, they got on him, grabbed an arm and a leg each, and held him spread eagle so he couldn't go into the fetal position.
Oh.
And then she just straddled him and badmouthed him while he just desperately tried to curl up and couldn't.
See? And there you have it.
Who thinks of that? My God.
See, any guy would have been happy with the kick in the nuts and watch you in the fetal position. But no, she has to take it that one step further.
No. Yeah, no fetal position for you.
I like this little girl.
I swear, I wish I kept tabs on her because she's probably a crime lord or
She's probably arrested.
She's probably someone's mom and has some very strong-minded young girls.
It's very possible.
You are not going to get away with shit-talking today.
No.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you a story about my mother. Come here. Oh, that's terrible.
It's diabolical.
And you know what? They're like, all right, so... I'm assuming we're very close to the same age. Back then, that was allowed. You know what I mean? Like, we were just talking about this the other day, like, me and a bunch of friends, like the whole bullying thing now, like, I don't necessarily 100% agree with the whole bullying thing. Yes, I do believe it's out there. Yes, it is bad, but, like, when we were kids, if somebody messed with you and wanted to fight, you fought. And odds are, 9 out of 10 times, you guys are best friends like a week later. You know what I mean? Like, the whole bullying, like, now this kid punches you in the face, you're supposed to go run and tell people. Now you look like a little bitch. It's the whole sissy thing. And then there's, like, no respect given to anybody else. And now you know you can get picked on from anybody. Like, this girl now, if she would have got away with this now, she would have got locked up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny because I was going for a walk with my husband earlier tonight, and we walked past the elementary school that's close by us, and there were these two boys fighting, and the smaller kid just, like, threw down his coat and threw down his bag and was yelling at the other kid and was like, I can't take it this far, I'm going to kick your ass, and come on, and blah. And we broke up the fight, and the bigger kid was, you know, they separated, we got them separated, and the bigger kid went across the street and kept talking shit to the little kid. And we were like, dude, you just need to keep walking the fuck on. And he turned to us and he's like, fuck you, you're stupid and you're a dumb whore and blah, blah, blah. I was like, pardon? I wanted to chase him home and beat his parents up.
Subscript to the story, that kid's dead now.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to talk about that. Fuck,
I don't understand how these things happen. Like, they're not allowed to fight in school anymore, and they don't have any respect for anything. And it's
terrible. It's just another pussification of the world. Like, everyone's too afraid. Like, I don't know. I hate the world right now.
I have to say, I really loathe the term pussification, because owning a pussy, that really pisses me off.
All right. Well,
so I'm just going to put that there.
All right. Well, all right. So the dumbing. No, I can't say dumbing. All right. Well, I don't know.
No, it's an oversensitivity.
Yeah.
I think. And it's this fear of conflict. And it teaches kids not to deal with conflict.
And it's dumb, because then they don't build any character and they don't learn how to defend themselves. And now, all right. Now, what happens when you're 30 years old or 40, you know, 30 something years old, and somebody tries to mug you? You know, I know that's a grand scheme of things, but in that instance, like, if you're at least defending yourself growing up, you'll have an idea how to defend yourself a little bit when you're older. Obviously, if he's got a gun, you're going to give him whatever the fuck he wants, but if somebody's just going to mug you and there's no weapon, I mean, obviously, you're going to want to fight back, but you don't know how. You've been trained to go tell. Who are you going to tell?
I'm calling that girl and her four friends. I'm done.
Well, you have that option. I don't know her.
That mugger is going to regret the day.
I just want to be in the fetal position and have your iPhone.
Like, well, you don't get either.
Wow.
Actually, this—you mentioned something, Kat, that I want to segue into a second question of yours, or something you could elaborate on. So, yeah. You and your husband broke up the fight.
Yes.
Did your husband really help, or was it just you? Because I remember.
Oh no, it was him.
You mentioning.
He went straight in.
You mentioning. That the horror honeys have delicate flowers for husbands.
When it comes to horror movies, yeah, but my husband's 6'4". He's a big dude. He was the one that wanted to go break it. He wanted to go break up the fight. He was like, no, this isn't fucking happening.
So. I just like you said.
I know. Well, when it comes to horror movies, he doesn't watch the horror movies. He doesn't watch them the way I do.
No. Someone else here doesn't watch horror movies the same way you do.
Who's that?
Because he's afraid they'll give him nightmares. Speaking of wussification.
Who's that? I don't know.
Who's
talking about?
My
daddy. I don't know.
To be fair, Joe doesn't watch any movies.
Thank you, Devin. See? See? Comedies? No! Dramas? Why? I have two this week I have to watch.
I love that you're forcing yourself to watch movies. Why did you decide that you need to force yourself to watch movies?
We just needed something on the show. We needed a bit, and I was like, what better way to have a bit on the show than we always somehow end up talking about movies. At least every other show, there's some sort of movie talk, whether these guys are going to see new movies or they watched an old movie that was on cable and they just, you know, stopped and didn't flip the channel. I was like, all right, we need something, because honestly, we, for our show, there is zero show prep. Like, we barely talk until Sunday when we record, and we hit record and we just start talking. So that drives me fucking insane. Like, I like to have some sort of idea of what we're going into, and you wouldn't think so, talking about how we're going to set up this show, and I had no fucking clue what to do. but yeah, so I was like, it just hit me. I was like, all right, we're always talking about movies. I was like, all right, come up with movies. Let's make me watch a movie every week. I'll come back and give a quick little review, and then at least that's a 10-minute segment of the show we'll guaranteed to have every week.
I do like, however, though, they don't seem to get your original concept, which I thought was pretty clear.
They have no fucking clue.
There are a lot of movies that you theoretically think everyone has seen, something in the vein of like a Star Wars, an Indiana Jones, Godfather, what have you,
right,
that you haven't seen. So the idea was it not to give you those movies to watch?
My initial concept was, we're constantly talking about these big classic movies
that I was like, everyone has seen.
They have to. All right, Godfather's got to be the first one out, right? No. Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, who's seen that?
No one.
Well, Kat's seen it, I'm sure.
Half of my show hadn't seen it when they brought it up. Me and Joey never saw it. Lamont, that's right in Lamont's wheelhouse, and James saw it too. And they violated rule number one right out the gate. It was glorious. I mean, it was 80s gory, so it wasn't terrible, but it was still gory as fuck. I had to keep looking away. So, right off the bat, it's not one of the things I thought I'd have to watch. Two, it's a freaking gruesome fucking horror movie that was really... it wasn't even a B-movie. I'm sorry. This isn't even a B-movie. This was like a D-movie.
No, it's a bad movie.
It's really bad.
It's a bad movie. I love Lloyd Kaufman, but it's a bad movie.
Oh, so the sex scenes are cool, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, then you should watch Romeo and Juliet.
No, you shouldn't. It's a horrible movie.
Oh, but the sex scenes are great.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kat. Joe, you did make me think of one of the questions I had for you, actually.
Okay.
Because you mentioned how you go into Sunday, no idea, no show prep. You're unique in that Kat has a theme. Her show is about horror. She brings the horror honeys on. They talk about horror things. They interview people in the industry. Dev's got, for Snake Oil, it's comics from a comic shop, which I want to talk to you about in a bit, Dev, about shooting in a live location or recording, sorry. Mine's trivia. That's obvious. You don't have a theme. You guys are just like, it's the comedy brand of like humorous conversation with funny guys. So go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You should finish.
I think without having a theme for your show, the way the rest of us do, how important or how much pressure is there for you to come up with those like really good lines? Because, you know, one of the funny parts of your show is when one of you tries to make a joke and it doesn't go over and you hit the cricket sounds or whatever, or sometimes your lines are gold and genius and you got to feel like, oh, they must be like patting themselves on the back for that like great story or that turn of phrase or whatever. So how much pressure is there to like, you got to be on?
Well, here's how I
have great lines or one-liners and jokes and things.
Here's how I look at that. I bat for average when I open my mouth. I don't try and knock it out of the park, and you know, if it's funny, great, and I'm in the mindset that I am just as happy bombing as I am having the guys crying from laughing. It really doesn't, 9 times out of 10 I'll bomb on purpose because that's funnier, you know, and if I have a funny line, great. But you know, I call our show the Seinfeld of podcasting. It's a show about nothing. And, it you know, like I said, we don't do any show prep. We just, our show is basically, how was your week? Joe's movie review, listener questions. And then if, you know, something's in the middle of that, like, well, you know, I think Joey brought up the whole Sony thing with the interview a couple weeks ago. And, you know, Lamont and actually all three of them saw Interstellar. So we did a whole thing on that for a little while. So as far as coming up with jokes and all that other crap, I can care less if it hits or not, because the bombs are just as funny as the hits. And James, to me the show don't work without James and Lamont, because those guys are never off. James is probably the funniest person I know. I don't know if anybody's listened. A couple weeks ago, he was telling a story about how he was drunk in the city and couldn't get a ride home.
Yeah, that was so...
Oh, my God, that story was hilarious.
Funny.
And the next day, or 2 days later, his superintendent of his building is calling because the apartment upstairs is on fire. It was 40 minutes of gold. His life was ruined that whole week. And then he tells how he can't get a drink from Starbucks, goes to Dunkin' Donuts, can't get...
That was the best part.
And we shouldn't be laughing, but we're sitting there dying to his face.
Yeah.
And then me and Lamont start cracking jokes on him. I forgot who it was, but we talked about some girl, and Lamont's like, yeah, that girl's fire. Oh... Too soon. And it's like we honestly should not have laughed at half his apartment's ruined from this fire from upstairs, and he's drunk in the city and can't get a ride home, and you know, he's got to spend like $150 on a cab to get home from the city, and his friends walked out on a bar tip, so he had to spend that money too, and he didn't have an umbrella. And but that was honestly, I've been podcasting for over 3 years, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life on a podcast. It was gold.
I agree. If anyone hasn't listened to Stereotype Podcast and after this they want to check it out,
start with 31.
Episode 31. That is so damn funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I actually had to stop listening to it and wait till I got to some place where I wasn't driving, because I normally listen to it while I'm driving into work, and I was rolling in my car.
Yeah. And you know what? He's so witty also, because at one point, the one line that gets me every single time, like the whole thing's funny, I'll listen to it right now and I'll still laugh as hard as the day I heard it, but the one line that always gets me is he talks earlier about he's sending out drunk texts and they're incoherent, and then later on he's talking about how he's listening to his headphones and the train's coming in and people are getting off and he gets on and they kick him off and then the train goes with nobody on, and then he says he finally removes his earbuds and he hears a train conductor, wah, 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 and he goes, oh, he must be reading my texts. I die every time I hear that line. Every time I hear that line, it's just done. I have to stop. I have to stop. But that's just James. He's so quick and he's so witty and he's always on. Got dude's never not funny. So go back to answer your question real quick. Like I said, no, I don't care. There's no pressure to hit or not, because, like I said, it's the bombs are just as funny as the hits.
Now, do you guys all, Joe? Do you guys all like get together at somebody's house to record?
Yeah, we all go.
I'm
to...
I'm so jealous of that.
Three of us not are Lamont. In, yeah, Lamont's in Georgia now.
Okay.
And the three of us, when we're all available, we go to Joey's house and we record in his kitchen.
That's so cool.
Yeah. With the ballroom, we never did it apart from each other. It's so much easier to do a show when you can see the other people and feed off them and get their reactions and all this other stuff. And it's funny because I always introduce Lamont last because it's just easier to call out the guys in the room. But it's just because I could see them, you know, and like the Skype's got the delay, and it's like I love that we are all together. I don't think I would do a podcast where... No, you guys make notes. People can make it work. I mean, you guys made it work. Twisted Sisters made it work forever, when they were doing it. Me, personally, I need to see... I feed off people's reactions better, whether it's visual or just talking. So, I feed off of James and Joey so well, like, just to see their reaction, and that's half the fun. Like, if they ended up moving, I would have to not do the show no more. I wouldn't be able to do four people on Skype.
Or make new friends.
ain't nobody got time for that.
I got kids. I can't do that shit.
Shit. What's a friend?
I don't know. I keep tossing around the idea of doing like a video cast instead, just so I can see people, but that means putting on makeup and, you know, clothes.
Nah, screw that. Oh, the hell no. When are we recording? What's up? Actually, we did that when James and Joey were in... Japan. Yep. We did me and Lamont did a show with Matt and Dev, and me, Matt, and Lamont were on video, and it was cool. It worked, but then at one point Lamont showing the comic books to the screen, like that was good for listening.
The listeners can't.
Oh,
can't
the listeners that. Love that part. that is a cool looking cover. But yeah, no, the video that helps. It does help. If you can't all be together, you can just see that reaction from people. The video does help. But like you said, then you got to get all like made up and whatnot. And my makeup takes forever to put on, so I can't do that.
One of us had to make a guy wearing makeup joke.
Hey, if you wear it out.
That's there it. Well, the naked idea. I'm gonna get into that.
I was gonna say you should do one of your shows. That should be like a big. Like your 100th episode should be the all naked stereotype podcast, and you guys just have to sit around and be like, "This is awkward." Like,
hello,
no one look down. No
hello,
look down.
Hello, hello, Matt, you're breaking up. Hello.
Well, you're on like 33. You got lots of time for people to forget I said that.
You know what's pissing me off about that? We should be up to 60 something. That fucking 5-month hiatus.
Mm-hmm. I was so stoked that we hit 50. I was like, yay!
I just looked at the ballroom the other day. I don't listen to them as much as I used to. That they're at 95. I'm like, God damn, they're about to hit 100. I haven't been there since like 40.
I'm not far from 100.
Yeah?
I recorded 88 up, went up last night.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm going to think of something to do for 50.
Naked.
Yeah. Naked.
Naked stereotype.
All right.
Well,
it made me feel
50,
a little bit better.
How about 50? You just do it pantsless, and then when you get to 100, then you can do a full-on nude.
I like that Dev's halfway point is just let's get the schlongs out quick. Get those out first. We'll keep the man nipples for later. That's for episode 100.
Hey, Joey had his girlfriend move in. I don't like anybody seeing me naked, especially women. Wait, that sounded really.
I'm way more comfortable with men looking at me naked than I am with women.
Oh, that's right, ladies. How you doing? Yeah. So when you do that show, Kat, I'm gonna need that YouTube channel. Thanks. All right. All right. What's up, Matt?
I'm on again. I'm up again for another question.
No, you know what? I'm gonna hit one. I'm gonna hit you with one now.
All right.
How do you do a show alone? Like, I that takes balls.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I'd be able to do that.
I don't know how people do it.
Well, I mean, it helps that the show I'm doing doesn't require conversation, right? Like, it's not like I'm discussing wrestling or comics or, damn, that's really all I'm interested in.
It's okay. You're already married. There's nothing else. Don't worry about it.
That's true. But like, it's not like I'm picking something. I'm not doing a comedy show where, like, you know, like the Stereotype Podcast is. I'm not talking about movies or comics or whatnot. I'm asking questions, and I'm not expecting the answers because I specifically want there to be no answers so that people listening
right.
have a chance to answer it themselves. Because that's one thing I hate about some trivia shows where they compete on the air. Because if the other person's a little quicker than I am, I'm pissed off because I'm like, I would have gotten that answer, but now I feel like I was ripped off, sort of thing. So I like that it's empty. So it's just me asking questions and saying, like, here's your first question, read it out loud, pause, here's your second question,
right,
and then giving the answers. It's like, I like doing the that when I do guest brains and I have someone else on the show with me, inevitably those shows end up becoming like way longer. Like the two I've done with Kat, both of them are like hour-long episodes. The ones I do with Matt, that's cool. The ones I do with Matt from the Beaver Exhibit, the Disney ones, every 25 episodes, those end up being like at least an hour. So, but when I'm by myself, it's weird. Like, I think this last one's just under 14 minutes.
Right.
It's in and out. Just, there you go, Joe. Go ahead, make the joke.
Oh, no joke. I'm
Joe's like, 14 God. Minutes? I've never gone 14 minutes.
Not total in like 20 years.
Not total.
No. No, but I guess.
Sorry.
See, none of you guys laugh like that, Joe.
No, they're all used
you
to it.
You have Kat on all the time.
Because they know it's true.
They all take turns timing them.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's awkward. Maybe if they weren't there in the corner with a stopwatch, you'd be able to perform better.
Oh, man, performance anxiety is terrible. I can't even perform with one person watching. That's how every session of mine ends.
Disappointing tuba.
Oh, Anton. But no, I guess it makes sense. Like you said, like, you know, you're not expecting answers. I guess that makes it easier. I used to listen to one podcast. It was a guy by himself, and that takes guts. That's balls. Because there's been times I almost wanted to do this show by myself, but, you know, because the other guys can't make it, and I don't reach out to other people in time to get guests or whatever, and I'm like, fuck it. I was like, I can't carry this thing by myself.
No, your show you couldn't do by yourself because the whole thing is it's conversation. It's engaging, interesting conversation. That's what it is. You can't do that by yourself.
I mean, I could do the review, and I could do the listener questions. You know, I could do 2/3 of the show. You know, if I really, really wanted to. You know, I could talk about whatever movie I had to watch that week, and I can answer whatever questions I can answer. You know, I mean, most questions aren't directed at any one particular person anyway, so I can run off. So I mean, I don't have the balls to do it.
It's very retro. That's very old radio. You know, just one guy sitting alone with a script talking to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
No, it's like a throwback thing.
I give you credit, man. That's cool.
Legitimately, it's probably one of the reasons why my show comes out consistently. Because I don't have to worry about other people.
Yeah, scheduling conflicts suck. Like, we were doing...
Oh, that's awful.
We were doing the show at night, which worked out good for James's alcoholism. And and it was working good. But then, you know, I got the new job. Well, and I was already... No, Lamont got a new job. And actually, all three of them got new jobs. And if I think back... to the right way. My brain sucks, sorry. All three of them got new jobs, and the scheduling got tougher. Like, James was getting home really late. You know, public transportation isn't the greatest, and he was getting home minutes before we would normally start recording. And then Lamont's new job, he's working while we would be recording, so that's the reason why we took so long off. And honestly, we were never even interested in coming back, but James started listening to old episodes. And we always make the joke on the air about how, oh, don't worry, James is never going to listen. No, James doesn't listen to the show. After we record, that's the last time he heard it. So
I have to say I'm the same way.
We took all those months off. He started listening again. He's like, God, he's like, we were really funny. Like, we, you know, why aren't we doing this anymore? I'm like, and then we started talking, and then boom, we're back. I'm like, it's like, you assholes. Like, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't, for you.
It's really hard to listen. Like, do you guys listen to yourselves?
Yeah,
after?
Constantly.
Do you listen to your shows?
I love listening to them. I stopped listening to the Bullroom because I wasn't on anymore.
Yeah. I listen to my show at least
twice.
Three times.
Oh, okay. I'm not the only one,
yeah.
then.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just listening because you like it and you like the sound, like you guys are funny and you like what's on the show, or what is it to improve? Like I don't even know.
Okay, Dev, jump in.
some of mine is trying to improve, just talk more.
it's working. But, it's working.
I mean, the first time is, you know, obviously just trying to edit the show, and then the second time it's like, okay, well, now that I've done the, you know, I was there and not really paying attention, and I was editing and not really paying attention. The third time is like, oh, okay. Oh, you know, this is funny. That wasn't, you know, this works. That doesn't. I jump on the struggle bus and then I get off and then Travis saves me. So it's, you know, it helps get me better. I don't know that Travis could get any better.
You know what? All right. That's a question for all three is, do you all guys edit your shows?
Yes. Well, I edit the beginning to add music, and then I edit the end to add music. I don't cut anything out unless there's something super fucked up and technical in the middle where we lose the guest or my microphone is gone or whatever.
Right.
Otherwise, no, everything is completely unedited.
That's us too. Go ahead.
I'm similar. I edit the opening bit to put whatever song I'm putting in for the intro.
Right.
And if I know I've made a mistake, like I stumbled over a question and I repeat it, I'll go back and cut out the stumble.
Yeah.
I used to go through it and take out every everything, and it would take me hours to do
every
it.
Every and ah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then I realized it didn't sound any better. It just sounded less natural, actually.
Yeah.
So I've stopped doing that for the most part, unless there's a really massive something, like Kat said, like something big.
Right.
But unless I know I've made a mistake on a question and I've had to repeat the question and I want to go in and clip it. Or if I'm done and I'm like, you know what, that thing I did at the end wasn't funny, I'm going to take that out.
Right.
But
for the most part, I don't edit too much now anymore. But I used to edit really heavily.
Yeah, the extent of my editing is a lot of clipping down silence. And when somebody, like when we're interviewing somebody, I will, if they say, hey, at the end of the show, hey, you know, that part where I said this, if you don't mind, could you take that out? Like, I will take that kind of stuff out. But if you listen to the show any amount of time, you'll almost inevitably hear us, oh, we'll edit that out later. And it never gets edited out.
Never. You know what? Most shows I hear say that do the same shit. Like, you're definitely not the only one with that.
Yeah.
But me, I mean, we record, and by the time I get in my car, it's up on iTunes and Stitcher. Like,
mine's up 20 minutes later.
Yeah, like you said, Kat, unless there's technical issues, that's the only time I ever cut anything out. Like, this week was terrible. Like, we had such bad connection issues with Skype. I had to cut out a few pieces this week, but nah, I like it raw. I like it natural. Like, so what, mm-hmm. if we fuck something up, or, you know, if we stumble on something, and just that. Half the time, that's funny too.
Wait, are you talking about your show or sex now, Joe?
Both. I try not to edit the sex. There's really, trust me, there's nothing to cut out. I had a question as to why I went with this. Oh, all right, yeah. To go back to the initial question from Kat about listening to our shows, like Dev, you said you listen when you edit, and I listen two or three times once it's up. Out there for the whole world to listen to, just because for the first time I do it, I listen just to make sure it sounds okay, which I should probably do before I upload it, but I'm like, fuck it, it's fine. and then I'll just listen again, like, and this is the bad part, because I should really be listening to, you know, other people's shows. Guys, I listen to all yours. I'm so far behind on everybody else's shows. I should be listening. Like, alright, I was there when we recorded it, I listened to it once, I should be done with it. But You ever have a conversation with somebody, and then you think back to yourself, like, oh, man, I could have said this. That happens to me every single time I listen to my show, and I need to stop doing that because it pisses me off. Like, oh, that little gap right there, I could have said this, and it would have been gold, and it would have fit, and now if I make that joke to the guys, it's going to bomb. Like, I really need to stop listening to my show. I do.
I think the record is, I do the same thing. I listen to it to make sure, like, because I'm still working out, like, what level the music versus my voice should be and sometimes Stitcher, the filter it goes through, will make the music actually a little quieter. So I'm like, ooh, I should have made that louder. But while I'm listening to it driving in the car, I kid you not, I answer the questions like I'm playing the game. And I feel so goddamn smart because I get 20 out of 20.
Every time.
Every goddamn time. Like, so I'm answering, like, if anyone else was in the car, they'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Why are you answering? You wrote these questions.
You should get, like, a coworker that doesn't know you're doing it and play it and be like,
and hope they don't recognize my
hope
voice.
Hope you don't recognize your voice. And they'd be like, wow, you should go on a game show.
You're a smart person.
You should go on Jeopardy. I had my wife's cousin came to meet me at my second job one time. I delivered pizzas as a side gig, and I was listening to, when I was on the Bull Room, I was listening to an episode of the Bull Room, and he got in the car and he was, you know, driving around me to make a few deliveries, and I get back in the car after making two deliveries, and I turned off the show. He's like, wow, the show was pretty good. He's like, yeah, what channel was that? I wanna listen on the ride home. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, you don't know my voice and your cousin's and two of your cousin's voices? He's like, wait, that was you guys? I'm like, yeah. He's like, holy shit, I gotta start listening. He had no idea it was us. I don't know if that's how good we sounded or just how dumb he was that he didn't know that yes. Two of his cousins are recording a podcast and he didn't know their voices. So.
I don't know. I'm one of those people, like, I don't honestly believe that anybody listens to us. So anytime I see our stats, I'm like, oh my God, really? Wow.
I look at my stats. I know no one listens to us.
No, I remember right before I started podcasting at all, I think I saw a tweet where someone said, we're two guys recording a goofy show that we think is funny in our basement. If one person listens, that's amazing. Like, you know, whatever. So that's sort of the take I go with. It helps my ego. If like one person listens, well, then that's fine. It's all that matters.
I used to be quasi happy with my numbers until I started asking around what other people get.
Yeah, I don't ask what other people get because I know I'll be upset.
Oh my God.
That's why we record in a comic shop, because then people are forced to listen.
Well, that was a question I wanted to ask you, Dev, because you're the only one of us that records like live someplace, like not in your basement or in your kitchen or whatnot. So what, like, so you record, it's the same comic shop every time, right? I assume it's
predominantly, yes. There is, I mean, occasionally we will record in the Midland comic shop, but it's predominantly in Saginaw every Wednesday at the same time, basically right as everybody's getting out of work, coming to get their comics. It definitely has its challenges. It's hard to try to balance the background noise with what's actually being recorded. And then we get distracted pretty easily.
Do you guys have, like, fans or, like, people who come? Because, you know, for those who don't know comics. Well, yeah, no, but people who don't know comics, he said Wednesday specifically. If you watch Big Bang Theory or you know anything about comics, you know that in North America, Wednesday's New Comic Book Day. It's when all the shops sell the new comics. So it's a, you know, obviously a good day to record a comic show in a comic shop. But do you have, like, the same people that come all the time and go, like, hey, and, like, are there all the time listening to you?
I mean, we have forced fans. Like, Steve is definitely a forced fan. If we weren't recording in his shop, I don't think he would listen as much as rag on him. I think Joe comes in just for, I think he might have a little bit of a BDSM fetish, because we relentlessly beat up on him. But I mean, yeah, we get people that come in, and we've gotten a few people that have picked up listening to the show as they were walking in, like the first time into the shop, and they're like, these guys are, what are these guys doing here? Oh, they're recording a podcast. And we've picked up listeners like that. And then the guys will stick around and they'll chat with us after the show. And we actually encourage people to sit down. We have an open mic that we encourage people just to sit down and chat. But we haven't had too many people take us up on that.
See, that's legitimately, I think that's genius that you guys do that, because A, it's unique that you're recording a comic book show from a comic book store. But the fact that you have the people that come in and see you doing it and be like, oh, that's kind of cool, they're doing that. And you're doing it on a topic they clearly are interested in because they're in a comic book store. So right. It's like a guaranteed way to pull in listeners, I would assume.
It it pays off sometimes. We've actually we had one guy complain about the show. He apparently he came in on a Thursday, and Steve asked him about the show, and he's like, "Yeah, you should check it out." And the guy goes, "Yeah, I don't like that show. They swear too fucking much."
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. We're not gonna change, but it was just funny how deadpan he said it, and it was actually great. It was actually the first review that we got, and it's like, well, at least we're doing something right.
And he cursed when he said it too. Like, he really said, "Fuck." Yeah. And that's the best. Oh, these fucking guys fucking curse too much.
Yeah.
See, that's always my problem when I come on another damn trivia show. He's always like, "If you could, you know, not swear." I'm like,
I, when I go on other people's show, they sometimes try to tone down the swearing.
We did not do that for you.
No, you didn't. Actually, no, you did, but you did when you got to the questions part that you knew I was going to be using for my show.
Yes,
you
warned
Trevor not to swear.
I even was nervous sending him my promo. I was like, this is a little too explicit for your normal show.
I was nervous putting it up. I was like, is there any chance? Because I have a couple of my students listen to the show.
Right.
And so I'm like, is there any way this comes back to bite me? That's why I put the
little disclaimer ahead of it.
The little disclaimer to be like, this is a promo for another show. It's not PG. So skip it if you don't want to hear it.
We kept the promo pretty clean, though. It could have been
It was
so much worse. I'm actually pissed I didn't keep the outtakes of that, because me and Lamont had a blast doing that. It was so funny, and like, we kept fucking up so much. So the outtakes are hilarious.
Oh, recording the disclaimer before yours took me about 15-20 minutes, because I kept screwing it up.
Oh, really? It's so much easier just to fly off the cuff. Whatever comes out, and just leave it. When I have a script, I start fucking up.
Well, I was going to say, the other unique thing about recording in a comic shop and the show that we're doing, because we do a lot of interviews with indie comic creators, we've actually gotten people to buy into books. And we actually have some of the people that we interviews books up on the shelves. So as we're talking to people, they can, like, whoever's in the shop can actually go over and check some indie creators out. So that's actually worked out. And that's how we've kind of piggybacked success of indie comic creators on trying to get more listens. So it's helped out a lot.
And fun fact, this is a great way to, you know, why your shows are very similar, because Kat does the same thing, not with comic creators, but with indie horror creators. Right, Kat?
Yes, indeed. Indeed we do. And, I mean, hopefully it brings people to indie film, because, I mean, indie film is leaps and bounds ahead of big studio release. I mean, our entire 2014 best of list was 90% indie horror.
Yep.
So I can't complain. I mean, indie is where all the original ideas are, whether comics or movies or anything.
Have you ever had David C. Hayes on your show?
No.
He was on our show, and he's first started out in horror movies, and he still does them. I think his first paying gig was, he was the fat guy in underwear in the Jimmy Eat World music video. He's a funny guy. Yeah. He's a funny guy. I think he's got one movie where I think it takes place in like a whorehouse. I cannot remember. We had it playing in the shop while he was in there, and kids would walk in, and Steve would have to like stop it and wait for them to leave.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't play adult material in a comic shop.
Oh,
it's
well,
just gonna end badly for everyone.
Then we definitely should not be in there.
I think we've only done one horror comic podcast so far. So I'm hoping we can do more. We do have a Comics Honey who does specifically horror comics.
I was going to say, you have a whole honey for that.
I do. I do indeed.
They have 39 of them. They have a honey for everything.
87 honeys. Don't.
Oh, shit. I forgot. We double it every time.
I'm building an army.
I want to work on getting guests. That's something I would like to do. I'd like to get some guests. Like, probably, I guess maybe like 8-9 months ago, I guess it was, everybody had Ethan Embry on their show. I was like, I can get this guy. He's doing everybody's show.
Yeah, he was on ours.
He did your show. He did the Furnacast. Yeah. I think he did one or two others that I don't think it was part of anything that we're associated with, but I follow him on Twitter, and I saw him retweet a couple of things. I was like, all I got to do is DM this guy, because he went on a massive following spree, and he follows everybody that follows him. So I was like, all I got to do is DM this guy, and he'll come on. But none of the guys really wanted him. And like, what are we going to talk to him about? Like, you know, like, yeah, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I want to do guests. I need to grow a set of balls and be creative and be able to come up with questions. And I can't have any actors on because, well, I don't watch movies. I won't be able to talk to them. But
so what do you like to eat?
Yeah.
The beauty of your show, Joe, is that you can talk to them about anything. It doesn't need to be anything specific.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I can have a guy on and be like, hey, how was your week? Go.
Well, the magical thing about actors is they love talking about themselves.
Yeah.
They love it. Like, we had Tony Todd on the podcast, and the man could have talked for 4 hours, and I would not have cared.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been amazing. We would have just sat there silent while he talked. It was great.
Yeah, I don't know who I would try to get on my show, like Alex Trebek. Like, what the hell am I going to...
That works.
Who would I get that's geared towards, like, I am such a, like, such a... niche geek centric
Vanna White
topic. She's not, that's not even trivia.
It's kinda, it's
words.
Yeah. Words.
I want to get Anne from The Weakest Link.
So Vanna, you're a great speller. Yeah, come on.
They don't even need her anymore. They took her job away. She doesn't even spin no more. She just taps.
Touches. Is she still on it?
Yeah, can't get rid of her. Oh, she's a staple.
My god.
Just had a guy on this week that was like, oh, it's been my lifelong dream to meet Vanna. And then he went and he like won to the extra round, and he actually like got to hug Vanna, and it was like the greatest day of his life.
And you would have won a Volvo if you paid attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta work on that. I keep flirting with is Vine still big, or am I the only one that still uses it?
What's Vine?
I'm on it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Vine is basically...
It's videos, right?
It's the six-second video clips. Instagram does it now, but they do, like, the longer version. And there's, like, Ethan Embry, again, because he's just everywhere. And then, like, two other people that he's always doing Vines with, and they're really popular. And I'm like, maybe I'll have them on and just bullshit with them about just random shit. Like, because all their Vines are really funny. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. It's too much work. They'll probably say no anyway. Nah, why bother?
I mean, there's just a theory of it. What's the worst that happens? You DM them, they say no. Ignore or say no.
Right.
And that's it.
Then I'm thinking porn stars, because James is constantly talking about porn.
Yeah, there you go. Get a porn star.
And who doesn't love porn?
Bring him on for episode 50, the all-naked episode.
There we go.
You know,
finally, people will be more naked.
One of our most popular podcasts was a horror porn parodies podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that one.
And Joanna Angel, who runs Burning Angel, was a fabulous guest. And we keep trying to get Tommy Pistol to come on because he's a horror fan and he's an all-around sweetheart. But Dick Chibbles has also been bugging us too. So I think we're going to do a second one. But I think they're totally open to coming on and talking about whatever.
Yeah.
They are real people. They just happen to fuck for money.
I know. Isn't that great?
It's so weird.
I actually have like a... Not my claim to fame, because I don't speak well. I actually had a back and forth conversation with a porn star a couple of months back on Twitter, and I'm like, I'll just hit her up again. Maybe she'll. I know she won't remember she'd ever talked to me. Like, oh, you remember the time you talked to me while you were at the airport? Like, no, it's all blocked. I'm like, no, my favorite. It's funny. There was the porn convention was over here, a bunch of months back, and James went. And I actually sat down having dinner with my wife. I'm like, hey, you care if I go to a porn convention with James? Yeah, I don't even... No. She's like, what are you fucking crazy?
Really?
She's like, what are you crazy? Care? Yeah, she cared. She's like, what are you fucking crazy? No.
Like, really? My husband and I are like planning to go to one in a couple months in Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm jealous. My friend came back with two autographs from one of my favorite porn stars, though, so that's all right.
Ask your wife if you can go to the one in Vegas, and when she starts to say no, say Kat will chaperone you. You'll have a chaperone.
Yeah, that should work. Hold on, hon. Slap yourself.
Just trying to help you, Jeff.
No. I appreciate it. I do. So when are we doing this East Coast meetup shit?
East Coast? What?
No, it was West Coast.
I know. Fuck West Should've Coast.
Been. I know.
Fuck
I agree.
The West Coast. Pittsburgh was leading that vote.
I don't know why in the hell was Pittsburgh the East Coast option?
Apparently New York City's way too cool. Know.
Yeah, why not Atlantic City or New York City or
Atlantic City, New York, hell, Toronto.
Slow down.
Do you know how expensive it is to fly to Toronto from Vancouver? I am not spending $800 to hang out with you fuckers.
Oh, thanks.
Fair.
It's all right.
Not everybody has their passport.
Exactly.
I don't even want to think what I paid people when I did the Vegas thing.
No, I don't have a passport. No, I don't have a passport.
Why not?
I have a passport.
I'll never need it.
Why? You never plan on seeing the world and showing your children the world?
My wife won't fly.
Why?
I'm scared shitless.
There's a boat for that.
Yeah, she's not in love with those either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all our sightseeing is going to be within the Continental 50 or 40, wow. 48.
I'm sorry. That's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only one place I want. I've been to Ireland when I was younger, and I was way too young to appreciate it. I want to go back there. But other than that, I don't really care about ever leaving. There's no place I really want to go.
Oh, wow. You're the first person I've ever met like me. Everyone thinks it's depressing as hell. I have no desire to see anything.
There's stuff I want to see. No, don't get me wrong. There's stuff I want to see, but it's all within here. Like, I want to go to I want to go to Mount Rushmore. I want to go to Yellowstone. I want to, you know, do stuff within here. But to go see foreign lands, like, there's really none of that stuff intrigues me at all.
Wow.
I just haven't had the want to go get my passport until recently when I found out I could be a golden god in Japan. And then it's like, oh, I should probably get my passport.
The Autobahn. That's the only thing outside the States I want to do. I want to drive on the Autobahn.
Or the Nuremberg Ring. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Other than that, whatever.
No. So. My wife loves traveling. Well, likes traveling, likes seeing things. Our compromise is we do everything. We go on cruises because I love cruise ships.
Right.
Those are awesome. And half of them I don't even get off the boat. I'm like, where are we stopped here? This place, not interested. I'll stay on the boat.
Nah.
Bye.
Fuck a beach. I don't give two shits about a beach. It's sand. It's heat. Nah, I'll stay on the ship. Have fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. I work with a bunch of people who are, like, legit world travelers. Like, I have one colleague who her goal is to have visited 100 countries by the time she's 35, and she's damn close to doing it. Wow. And like, visited all of them before she dies. And she has a tally of that. And, like, every vacation, because teachers, we have awesome vacations, right? So every March break, every Christmas holiday, every summer, she's traveling.
That's great.
Yeah, hey, that's what she spends her money on.
More power to the people that can do it, you know? But
that's the thing. Everybody can do it. That's the frustrating thing. Sorry. Oh. I'm not gonna get all preachy about it.
If everyone's personality, she describes what she did, and because she goes real rustic. She goes, like, she wants to experience the culture. So she'll go, like, she described being in Bangkok and going to, like, a freaking ping pong show or whatever, where the girls shove things and pop.
That is not culture.
I'm not saying culture, but, like,
some sort of culture.
She wanted to do everything, but she talked about, like, oh yeah, but we had to go down this alley and we almost got mud, but we didn't, and it was cool, and we stayed in this hostel. I'm like, that sounds horrible. Like, that sounds awful to me. Like, oh, it was really hot and we're on a camel. I'm like, that sounds stupid and horribly wrong. That camel is not safe. There's no seatbelts on a camel. What the hell are you doing? I'm kidding. It doesn't appeal to me at all.
Our vacation consists of driving to Florida for Disney World and deciding whether or not we want to take 95 or this road. Whatever the GPS says, that's fine.
I do like Disney. I'll go traveling for Disney.
Oh, I can't wait to go back. We're going in April. You know, it's funny. Matt and Shasta are going in April also. We're missing them by a week.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Oh. Yeah, I think my biggest reason for never wanting to travel is I'm a big camping guy, and I can do that all right here. So
that's true. That is
why
true.
Why travel?
Well, then you need your passport so you can come camp in Canada, because that's where you will actually get some camping in. But I guess, I mean, there's places to go in the States. Never mind.
Camping's awful.
See, I love camping. I enjoy camping a lot. I can't wait to go back.
I feel camping is de-evolution. exercise in de-evolution. It's like we used to have to sleep on the ground and fend off animals and cook over fire, and then we evolved.
Yeah, but just think, it makes you that much more appreciative of what you have.
I am super appreciative of it.
Don't reason with Captain Cruise ship. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I am super appreciative of all I have.
Oh. He knows the struggle. His room on his boat only has one window. No, I love camping though, but I won't camp in the summer because I hate the fucking heat. So my camping consists of October or April. That's it, because I hate summer. So if I would be a backwoods traveler. Like, people stay in New York until the winter and then they go down to Florida. I would be in anywhere but here during the summer and come back for the winter, because me and heat don't get along at all.
Careful about that backwoods traveling stuff. Kat, how many horror movies start out that way?
All of them.
Another but I know. I stay home. But you know how many horror movies start off in my house?
But I know. Never ever say, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And horror movies that happen in your house? I guess you've never seen a bunch of home invasion horror movies, huh?
My house. In my house.
Oh, your house.
The best part about camping in the summer is canoeing, man. Come on. Get drunk, get on a boat. Come on.
You can do that in October.
I don't know about that.
You can do that in October. Stop it. The water's still there.
Yeah, but you can't get out and relieve yourself.
Sure you can. I mean, it takes a little longer to find it. You got to smack it out, heat it up with a lighter, but it works.
Disappointing, Joe.
We don't camp the same way.
And I will say this: I look forward to listening to this show again and finding out how we got on this topic.
I don't remember.
Traveling to the east for Wicked.
Yes.
Why Toronto was vetoed. Toronto also smells funny, but
it does not smell funny.
Yes, it does.
Does not.
Sorry, I come from a place that smells like mountains and trees and, you know, Sasquatch bullshit.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. The smell you're thinking of is civilization. Sorry. That's the smell you're... My mistake. Sorry. Yeah, that would smell funny to you guys.
So Cat lives in the woods, huh?
No, I'm downtown. I'm in the city.
Oh, okay. All
right. But the woods are, like, right there.
Right. Yeah, I've been close to Canada. I was at Niagara Falls.
You're close to Canada. You're in New York. That's not far from Canada.
I think I can get there in eight hours. I think it's an 8-hour trip by car. But we go the other way. we go to Florida. We go the other way. So, like I said, I can't wait. We got a trip coming up in April. I'm dying. I don't even need my kid. I'll go without her. I don't care. I love Disney. I'm trying to save up some side money so I could do the Richard Petty experience again. They got the NASCAR track down there where you can drive.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to do the princess makeover.
Well, who doesn't do that when they go? Huh? You have to do that. Stop it. I already bought my Anna dress. My daughter's going to be Elsa. Okay.
You know, Disneyland as an adult is fucking awesome.
It is.
We went for our first wedding anniversary, and it was the best thing ever.
We did ours for our honeymoon. It was great. Yep. Nice.
Our honeymoon was in Florida as well for Disney.
Yeah. Awesome. I wish I can afford to go twice a year. Like, it's so cool.
I should get you on my show for episode 100 with Matt. You can do the Disney trivia.
Yeah. Yeah. About that.
No, go head-to-head with Matt Wilson on Disney trivia.
Yeah.
See how that goes for you.
Yeah. Honestly, Walt Disney himself would not win that.
No, they would not.
No.
Absolutely not. We recorded the 50th episode. We switched it, and he came up with questions and asked them to me. And we recorded it one night. I went to bed thinking about it. Woke up the next morning, messaged him that we have to re-record the whole show. I'm really sorry. Those questions were way too hard. No one who listens to the show will get that, and I look like an idiot. I was cheating and couldn't get half the questions.
Dude, I try every once in a while. I try with your show, and I do miserable. Like, I think I average like a 7 on your show.
When I hey, when I tweet out, hey, anyone have any ideas for a category they'd like to hear?
I've given you categories sometimes and not gotten 5 out of 5.
I did that. I failed miserably on my own category. So, yeah.
You didn't fail miserably.
It was embarrassing.
You got 3 out of 5.
If you're coming up with categories, you need to get 5 out of 5, or you need to walk the hell off the show.
Exactly.
No, she didn't make up the questions. I made up the questions, but it was on horror stuff.
Yeah, right in the wheelhouse. Like, if I if I gave you... Give me a Michael Jordan category. If I don't get 5 out of 5, you will never hear from me again.
But you probably will.
No, because you'll find some shit that I won't know.
No, I won't, because that's the point, is I try not to do too much Uber research unless it's a category I know nothing about, but someone wants it.
Right.
I try not to do too much research because I would like to think I would legitimately get like 90% on the show. So I try not to do too much. Like, I have no idea what the answer to this is. Let me look it up and find like a really hard question. I want everyone who listens to get 80% or higher. That's my goal, because it's no fun listening to a trivia show that's too hard. So
I listen when you tweet out about what categories are in.
Yeah.
If I'm familiar with a couple, then all right, I'm gonna try it again. And I'm like,
the one that's on this, you'll be in trouble. Actually, you can't listen this week, Jeff. Well, because this week
must be movie stuff.
I was gonna say this week the categories are Quentin Tarantino movies.
Oh God.
Mask wearers in movies. Colorful phrases, so phrases that involve have a color in them somewhere, and classic rock.
I will kill the color one.
There you go.
All right.
And classic rock. You know classic rock bands, don't you?
I know who they are.
Yeah, like I name 3 members of a band. You just have to name the band.
No, I don't get that deep into it. No, I don't know any people's names. I know like the lead singer, and then that's it.
I like how I've just talked someone out of listening to my show.
Yeah, you just blew it. That's it. I was there for just you. Like,
nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not listening.
And the best part is, like, anybody could just lie. Like, anybody could really just say, I got 20 out of 20, tweet you back. But that would just be dumb. I think it's more funny that, wow, Joe got a 7. He should just open a book once in a while.
I know Dev's honest because he only tweets me when he gets good scores.
Yep. Don't expect any results this week.
Oh, man. All right. You got any left, Matt?
Yeah, I got tons left. We don't have to do them all, though. They said some of them are stupid.
No, the stupid. I'm waiting for the stupid ones.
Who wants a question?
Got any more for me?
Yep.
All right.
So actually, I have 2 for you that I can mash into 1. So on your show, you have what are the backgrounds on the show? Just so I don't have to say them.
We got me and Joey are the white guys. Right. And then, you know, we try to cover all bases, and we got Lamont, who is a black dude, and James, who's an Asian.
All right. So because you guys have that variety of backgrounds, does that make it easier, or do you think, like, more appropriate to make – because your show is called Stereotype Podcast. You guys flat out say, hey, we are not PG, we are not politically correct, and you're not, and it's hilarious. Is it the whole, like, it's okay to make jokes about, say, ethnicity or races because you've got – people of a variety of ethnicities on the show? Does that make it safer? Is that why you do it? Or would you do it if it was 4 white guys? Would you still make the exact same jokes? And on top of that, is there any topic on your show that would be too taboo?
Definitely no topic is taboo. I stress that every week when I go fishing for questions, I say no holds barred, and we mean it. There's nothing we won't cover. As far as the ethnic jokes and all that stuff, it definitely makes it easier. You know, if you're cracking jokes on Asians and there's one sitting right there, and, you know, same thing goes with, you know, with black guys and jokes and all that and stuff. It definitely makes it easier because they could be your, you know, your gauge to see if it's going too far. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we typically don't. I mean, we had one episode where it was brutal and I felt miserable about it. I hated my whole life for it. It sucked. I didn't want to put it up. We went a little too far and, you know, people got upset, and understandably so. But you know, it definitely makes it easier, and it also doesn't hurt when the guys themselves are making jokes about themselves. Because
I was going to say, usually the jokes start from
the guy themselves, right?
Yeah, like Lamont will make the first black joke,
right? Or Joey, because he's a racist. But but yeah, it definitely makes it easier. And to go to your other part of the question, if it was all 4 white guys, I me personally, you know, I would still do it. Because I don't mean it in a mean-spirited way. And when I tell my jokes, when I say my jokes, I don't say them in a mean-spirited way. Like, that's the one thing that works with us, is that we're cracking on each other, but we're not digging on each other. You know what I mean? Like, we're not trying to attack. So I think we would still do it, but I think if we had a greater amount of followers, I think there would be backlash in that, if we had just four white guys and we were cracking black jokes and Asian jokes and whatever else. And then hence, that's the, you know, that's where the name came from too. You know, like, you really couldn't have a stereotype with just all four white guys. What's the stereotype? Oh, you're fat, white, and bald. God. You know, kind of takes the name right out of it.
True. Actually, now what you need is a regular female host.
You know, before we had our little hiatus, we knew we were losing James, and I actually wanted to bring a girl in. I was like, I think a girl would be funny. I think that would work. You know, it brings a whole nother background of joke into the show from the, you know, us to them and back and forth, but it didn't really pan out. I had a couple of takers that were interested, but then, like I said, then we went on the whole hiatus thing, and now we're all back.
I thought you said then they listened to the show.
that is one problem that I usually have, but
because legitimately one of your funnier shows, I thought, was the one that Mel was on, and who was that other girl that was on the show?
God, oh, there
was,
man, another. I don't remember.
Real loud.
Shit. Like,
brassy. What was her name?
Yeah, I think she had an accent. Something like backwoods Canada. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Are you talking about me, you motherfucker?
Yes. Wow. Penny drops. Finally.
Yeah. You know what? Every we tried to do every month. It never worked out to be every month, but we tried to do every month where we would have a woman on.
Oh yeah, because you had
We had Shannon was the first.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we had Mel, and then we had Mel and Kat. And it was a nice thing we had. I enjoyed it. Another one of my ideas that actually worked, and where the girl would come on and they would ask us questions to get the guy's point of view on stuff rather than us, you know. Rather than us asking out girls questions and all this other crap, but
I think you ended up you asked us when I was on with Mel.
Right, when we had you two on, we flipped it, and we had you two on, and we shot questions at you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because wasn't it at one point when you knew you were having the girl on, you would ask for questions from female listeners that could be asked to a female, so you actually would have a female to answer them.
Right. We wanted
part of it.
Right, we wanted questions to us from women, and. Those weeks sucked to get questions from people because, first of all, I can definitely tell our female audience is not big, and regular people that would send in questions got confused, and they were like, oh, well, they want questions from girls, so I'm not going to ask. Like, our whole thing was, we had the girls on, they asked us questions, and we still did our listener questions segment. So we actually lost listener questions every time we had people on because they got confused and they were like, all right, well, they only want questions from chicks this week, so let's not send anything in.
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's one of those things I'm sure you could probably do is, why does it have to be gender segregated? You could just, hey, we have this guest is coming. Let's have some questions.
Well,
to be like, well, just from the ladies, because I think they can all be answered by anybody who's got half a brain.
Well, typically that's what the regular questions we get every week are for anyway. So that's why we had, you know, every month we tried to have a girl on just to have questions from women about guys. Like, I don't want to answer questions about from guys to guys. We can do that Thursday. You know what I mean? Like this week's that. But I don't know. I thought about bringing that back, but it was way too much work.
Do I really have a backwoods accent?
No. No, I just wanted to see how long we can keep that going before you jumped in.
And I assumed you were sitting there going like, yeah, yeah, keep going, guys, whatever.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking about somebody totally different.
Oh, Kat.
When?
Oh, good. Dev's still here.
Oh, shit.
My next question was, is Dev still here?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do you guys even need me? Like, am I just going to come back?
That's pretty much how I feel on snake oil. If it wasn't for the soundboard, I would literally not be needed.
Yeah, you were an equal contributor on the show I was on the episode I was on.
Well, yeah, I guess. But that's got his weeks. He designed it that way.
Mm. He's got his weeks. He's got his weeks.
Yeah.
Mm. How did you?
Well, we are trying to make a whole new segment where it is centric around me. And the first idea was when we have in-store interviews, the person has to sit on my lap during the entirety of the interview.
I did that survey today.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very between two ferns.
I hope you never have a female guest in studio.
Oh, the first guy that we're going to try this out on is, he's a hefty dude, so.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be, I think that one's going to be called Stacking Meat with Devin.
Oh, nice. Jesus Christ. And we lost Kat.
Better than hiding meat with Devin.
That almost killed her.
That almost fried my computer.
It'll be good.
The guy's going to get off your lap like... I love my soundboard.
You're quick with that soundboard, Joe.
I have my favorites, and that's one of them. But yeah, I can't wait for that. I did the survey today. I voted for that, and I voted for the name one, but I can't remember what I voted for.
The petting zoo with Big Dev?
No, I don't. No,
I voted for the Dungeons and Dragons, the drunk Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Oh yeah, that one's gonna be interesting. Especially since there's going to be reward drinks and punishment drinks given out during the campaign. So, and one of the punishment drinks is Malort.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. The best way to describe it, it's the less fun backwoods cousin of absinthe. Its main ingredient is wormwood, and all I've ever heard it described as... from Travis, is it is quite possibly the worst thing you will ever drink in your life.
Ah, yeah, give me a shot.
So yeah, that'll be one of the punishments. So it'll be fun. We're gonna get a bunch of guys together, and hopefully some females show up. But we don't have a very large female following at this point.
Yeah, because when I think Dungeons and Dragons, I think chicks.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking to yourself, man. Bunch of guys playing Dungeons and Dragons, all drunk, hoping a girl might show up. Reminds you of your high school days. If you want to live that again, check out which show is that on? Is that going to be BS or Snake Oil?
Nope, that's going to be Snake Oil Comics.
There you go. So check out Snake Oil Comics, follow them on Twitter, and make sure you tune in for that episode for Trip Down Memory Lane to your high school days.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to film that one, so it's going to be there's going to be video proof that this actually happened.
And the Snake Oil Comics YouTube channel has been born.
Yeah. Am I the only one that doesn't drink during their podcast?
We used to. It doesn't really, you know, 7.
It's 11, Sunday morning now.
Yeah, 11:30 in the morning. I guess we could. It's kind of noon, but we used to.
I know
the
Honeys
drink
on their show.
Yes, we do.
We don't drink often.
And you're in a public place and you drink more than I do on my show.
Yeah. We've actually had people bring us beer.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know I keep bringing up the ballroom days, but they were fun. When we were doing the ballroom, we were in my in-law's basement around a poker table with my father-in-law's beer fridge right there. And a typical episode was all four of us having at least, you know, 4 or 5 beers apiece. Those made for some good times.
My husband and I do a Star Wars podcast, and we're about the same. It's like, how many tall cans did we go through this episode? Like 8. Oops.
That's awesome.
Drunk Star Wars is the best.
That's awesome. And but now on the flip side, we do the Sundays now, and James comes over, and he's hungover all the time.
Dude, just call it sacrament.
Yeah. Like, he told a story on the last episode about another drunk story about how he was at a bar, and he had to take a shit, and he drove 105 miles an hour to get home so he could take a shit.
I thought guys didn't care about that.
Like, we don't, until you start breaking out in the sweats, and it starts turtling. Then you start to care.
I don't think the guys actually cared about shitting at locations.
No, just, when you know, like, no, when you know it's going to be violent, you gotta you gotta go somewhere else.
I
don't
like it. I like my house.
Yeah, I.
That's so funny. I thought that was a chick thing.
I do not. That's hilarious.
My husband's like, I got a shit. I'm gonna go. No, he doesn't even care. I can't. He's like, whatever.
Nope. I don't. Oh, go
if
in public.
I have to go, I'll go. I'm not gonna crap my pants, but.
No, I don't go in public.
Wow, I always thought that was like a male point of pride.
Nope. I hate it. I've done it. I've done it out of pure necessity.
The wrong guys.
No, you're just being sexist, Kat.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. No.
Absolute pure necessity. But otherwise, no, I will not go in public.
I have speaking no problem
of,
with that.
Speaking of big turds in public, are we almost on the show?
That's a great segue.
Are we almost on the show?
Has the show started yet?
Oh, no.
Like, someone's recording, right?
No, good practice. Are we all ready to go now?
Oh, man.
Hello?
My husband is asleep on the couch, and I need to make him dinner.
Oh, shit. All right, well, thanks for coming.
I was going to say, we can do this again some other time. I still got way more questions, but I'm not going to use them all now. This show's been going for at least 77 minutes and 50 seconds, 51, 52, 53.
Someone's watching. we could definitely do this again. I mean, like I said, this is what I want. I want people to use this thing and come on whenever they want, and you know, if it's us again, so be it. I don't care, as long as somebody's using it and getting the shit out there. I want to see my numbers go up this year. Huh?
Are you gonna keep this on Thursdays?
Well, no. I mean, no.
This one is whenever. This one, so it's basically
whoever whenever. Whoever whenever. If the four of us never do this again, so be it. I hope we all do, but my whole thing with this is people are going to hear this and, oh, shit, I want to do something with this guy or that guy, and they get together and they do it. Like, this was never meant for any one of us to be a constant.
Cool.
This is an open thing. I want anybody and everybody to use it. The only part I have in it is send me the file when it's ready to go up, and I'll upload it for you. I'll keep that to myself because I don't want... Like, let's say this does work and people do want to do this. I don't want 10 people putting up shows back to back to back the same day. Like, I'd rather, I want to space it out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, if we want to do this more frequently, let's do it. If other people, I want other people to do it too. So,
and it's great for people who have, like, specific, like, mine's a trivia show. So, if I wanted something that's not trivia one time,
right,
I have a place to put it up right now.
And you want to grab, you know, insert two other hosts here that you want to have and just talk about shit, just bang it, do it, and just hey Joe, I got one, we did one, send it to me, that's it. And you know, not to play favorites to anybody, I'm not like we're all a part of the WRN, the Wicked Radio Network, and they had tried this once before with the WRN Presents, and it's kind of where I got the idea from, but I have no intentions of making this a one network thing. Like, I have friends in other networks, we have shows that left the network that I'm still cool with. Mm-hmm. I have three other networks I'm on that, you know, I'm cool with shows from there too. So I'm not keeping this to one. I want everybody to use it, you know.
I think that's really cool, and hopefully it'll encourage some cross flow.
Yeah,
which is always nice.
Yeah, I mean, the only way indie podcasts are going to succeed is if people pump them out there.
Exactly. And
like I said before, networks are great, but there's so many shows on any given network that they're not going to say, oh, Stereotype put out a new show, let me pump the shit out of them for today. They got so much other shit to worry about. So I figured, all right, we did this. Now, each one of us are going to do our own shows in the next week or so. We're all going to say, hey, me and Kat, and we and some guys got together, and we did this. Go check it out. And then hopefully, you know, like Horror Honey fans who never heard Stereotype, like, oh, that guy had like one or two really funny lines. Let me go check out his show.
He almost killed Kat with laughter.
Right. No, that was Devin.
It was both of them.
Credit where credit's due. He, you know, one of the six words he said really got to her.
Yeah.
Technically, the credit goes to my bottle of water, which I almost choked.
So.
All right. Well, if we're wrapping this up, we should let people know where they can find this if they want to do one of this.
Well, by the time anybody hears one of this, it should be on iTunes and Stitcher. You can check out the Twitter, which is @mashedup pod. And let me just double check my notes real quick. If you want to email me, you're gonna need to email me if you want to do this. You're gonna need to email me your file already edited, music entered. Like I said, I'm not doing any extra work for this. I'm gonna host
send it the way they want it up.
However you want people to hear it, send it to me that way. At mashedupod@gmail.com.
Awesome,
cool. And the four of us, where can we find each other?
Exactly. I'll go first.
Ladies first.
Yep.
There's no ladies here. You can find the Horror Honeys. There are 10 of us. Sometimes we all get together on the same podcast. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes
312.
I know, right? There's so fucking many.
I am now a Horror Honey.
I want to be the first male bear.
There are no male Horror Honeys.
I know.
No. We have a token wrong equipment, honey. But
fair enough.
You can find us on Podomatic and
Does he cover
Stitcher.
Horrors like Sleepaway Camp?
No. No, he doesn't. But I see where you went with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm done interrupting you now. Sorry.
Yeah, you better stop that shit. Because I've totally lost my train of thought now.
You were saying where we can find you.
Oh, yeah. Podomatic and Stitcher. Hopefully iTunes soon. They've been cock-blocking us for a while. You can find us at thehorrorhoneys.com, and you can harass me on Twitter at horrorhoneys, HORRORHONEYS.
Dev.
Someone else go.
Okay. You can find my personal Twitter at RealBigDev. Also, I am pretty much the mouth on at SOC Podcast. I also do another show, the BS Chronicles, which is the BS Chronicles on Twitter, Facebook, Snake Oil Comics, the BS Chronicles. I think that's it.
Okay.
And then... we're on Stitcher and iTunes and Pod Bros and Tangent Bound and all that with Snake Oil.
And you can find me. My Twitter is at Joe_Keating311. You can check out the show on iTunes and Stitcher. It's the Stereotype Podcast. You can hit us up on Twitter at the Stereotype Pod. No, I'm sorry. No, though. Just at Stereotype Pod.
You can find me on Twitter at OH_Brundage. That's my personal Twitter. Or at TheReal_ADTS. That's for Another Damn Trivia Show. I am on Another Damn Trivia Show, which is on the Wicked Radio Network and Pod Bros. Can be found on iTunes and Stitcher and... YouTube has like 4 or 5 of the episodes up that you just listen to with a picture. And yeah, if you want to suggest categories or write me whole categories, then you'll know you'll get 5 out of 5. You can do that.
I'll still find a way to fuck up.
Matt, I'm curious, for your Twitter handle for ADTS, is there another ADTS that you had to differentiate between that one and your real one? Or are you just hoping to blow up?
No, I can't remember why I couldn't put ADTS. It wouldn't accept like 4 or something like that. It wouldn't accept 4 letters. So I was trying to feel like I was putting like AD Trivia Show or Another Damn T, because I didn't want Another Damn Trivia Show was too long. So in the end, I just put, I can't remember why I ended up with the real ADTS. But yeah, that's, maybe there is another ADTS.
You have to find them and be like, bitches, I'm the real ADTS.
What the fuck?
I just want a podcast.
Now we've all killed Kat. Yay.
Next time, no water.
No. Oh, man.
All right. So
thanks
that...
a lot, you guys. This has been great.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, definitely.
And I got to talk more. Yay.
Yay.
You should do it. You're good at it.
Next time you're hosting.
Oh. we'll all be right on the struggle bus, just like that one episode on Snake Oil.
And I'm not driving the struggle bus.
Oh, you are most definitely driving the struggle bus.
Andrea has at ADTS.
Who the hell is she?
An egg picture, 2 followers and only following 1 person. No, 1 follower only following 2 people.
And probably one
apparently
tweet and it's a retweet.
Home right now. That's her last tweet, was driving home, and it was in 2009.
I hope she got a flat.
But she's at ADTS. So that's why.
She didn't make it.
No. She didn't make it home.
She was sending that tweet. Now I'm going to stop that joke right there because it's nasty.
That's awful.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And
thank you, Andrea.
You people better use this.